When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Second segment, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School Live again out here at the Complex, 1555 Yolanda Avenue. It's starting to get popping up in here. Lincoln's premier boxing facility, the Complex, formerly known as Champions Fund Center, owned by Tommy and Tina in connection with Southside Boxing Gym, newly renovated, 17,000 square feet, max capacity of 1,800 people, especially come Saturday night, come out after a Husker victory. Food and alcohol options will be available. The event is called Roughnecks at the Complex. Doors open at 6 p.m. First bout at 7 p.m. Tickets are available at thecomplexlincoln.com. 8 professional boxing bouts coming this Saturday, including Brandon Diaz against Curtis Ellis, Melanie Timko versus Randy Babydoll, Langley Morales, Clyde Johnson versus Isaiah the Patriot Robinson, and Dwayne Johnson against my man Jack Lawless, whose middle name or whose nickname is his middle name.
Makes you wonder where mom and dad got it.
I like it, though.
I do.
It fits him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's wired up pretty tight, and he's over there getting warmed up, man. He's pretty, you know, got some good feet on him, too. So, you know, look, they got some stuff.
Breaking in those new shoes,
yeah.
He said.
Yeah. And they're trying to get – they got everything setting up. I mean, I obviously, you know, it's Saturday evening, so they got everybody that's a part of this, you know, the Complex and the gym, you know, setting up for the seats ringside and stuff. So we thought maybe they had an event tonight. It does – you know, it does take some time to get it going. So,
I mean, 1,800 people takes well to set up for.
It does. It does, man. And so, you know, it's pretty spacious. And, you know, it's obviously, you know, grown since we were here the last time. But one thing that has grown, Austin, is the expectations on our Huskers. You know, start off, 3-0, drop a game, go back to Purdue. Not the best first half, and then obviously the second half was excellent. It looked a lot more energy. It looked like a totally different team. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it was a hangover from Illinois of the letdown of letting yourself down. I still believe, and this is not being biased, you know, or a homer or anything like that. It's just being – I try to be as real as possible, right? And I do realize how hard it is because I equate college football to professional football, especially probably to professional football when I played. I feel the NFL is entertainment, and that's just from me looking at it, seeing it, and obviously, you know, being able to evaluate it. So I really realize how hard it is to win a game, right, what it takes and what you need to happen. Throw on this day and age of NIL, transfer portal, losing coaches, not enough runway to develop your program or build your program, so forth and so on. Now, I'll still say this. I think Illinois is a good team. I think they were a good team last year. They just didn't play well. I still don't think that if Nebraska played them 10 times that Illinois beats them more than twice. I do, under my evaluation and my stats and my analytics, they hit on 6 crucial situational plays. Some were trick plays and some were decoy plays, but they hit on all 6. And then Nebraska obviously didn't play well up to their standard, which is a good problem. It's a bad problem when you don't do it. Mm-hmm. Now, you go to Purdue, and a young team, never been on the road with a 19-year-old freshman quarterback, playing great, by the way. You had to get used to going into enemy territory and also playing at 11 o'clock and creating your own quote-unquote juice. I thought Coach Rule tried to, you know, probably had a good – you know, pulse on the team. They need to get after it a little bit. They started slow. And I wouldn't even say they started slow, because offensively they moved the ball. They just kept shooting themselves in the foot, mm-hmm. kind of like Saturday night or the previous Saturday night.
Right.
Now here comes Rutgers. and now we're turning the page to Rutgers. I texted you and say, okay, what are the, you know, what do you think the two or three things that Nebraska needs to do to beat Rutgers? I'll just give you two things. Now, this is everything being equal, that they don't go out there and dookie down the leg, right? I think what they need to do is shoot to break even or win the special teams battle. That's kicking, coverage, ball placement, situational special teams, tackling. That's number one. Number one. Number two is you got to hit this running back and you got to control them and you got to win the knockback battle. That, and here's why. When you hit him, gang tackle him, push him back. Gang tackle him, push him back. No hidden yardage, no extra yards after contact. Get as many hits on this dude as possible. Because I think his name is Kyle
Monagai.
Monagai can flat out make you miss in a phone booth. But once he gets going, he could be a little bit of a problem. He does have breakaway speed, but he has excellent vision and short area quickness. Now, for people out there, I will be, you know, starting to break down plays on my Jay Foreman YouTube channel. Shameless plug. I'm looking at you right there. So I'm going to keep doing it, right? So when we get on this whiteboard, I'll explain the difference, you know, eventually what they do and what other teams do. So this is what Rutgers does well. They have a big offensive line, huge left tackle. My man is definitely going to be a bodyguard if he doesn't make it in the league. But he's actually pretty good. They run a more of a delayed inside-outside zone. I know I've been, you know, I've heard, you know, people describe it as inside-outside zone. It's not. It's more of a kind of a smokescreen draw delayed inside-outside zone. Now, they'll dice it up some, and they'll run split zone. They'll run pin down, and they'll run wing, and then pull the tackle. It hits at the same spot. So, at the end of the day, it's where the ball is.
Someone get to the scat, please.
So what they've done, which is very, very smart, is they've looked at the strengths and weaknesses of their offensive line, and then they looked at the superior strength and running ability and vision and athletic ability of their running back. They've married their running game to it, along with a more than capable quarterback in the RPO, which then allows them as an offensive group to potentially dictate the coverage or read it, you know, easier and more readily. Mm-hmm. The reason why they run this delayed split zone, inside, outside zone, whether they generally like to attack the B or C gap, especially to the defense's left and the offense's right, is they like to like engulf you as an offensive lineman and then just turn you a little bit. And then they put all the onus on the running back who has really good vision, short area quickness, and explosive in and out of his cuts to make the right decision. And then once he gets to the second level, what they want, they try to create a little bit of, I guess I'll call it eye candy, second guessing to get you to peak and not know where you want to go. So how do you combat that? Number one, you got to know the ins and outs of not only your job, but everybody around you's job. And you got to own and dominate your gap. That means you got to get in the guys, heavy handed, force, get off the block, run like heck, and go make football plays. That's how you stop this running game, or that's how you control this running game. If you're up there dancing and try to just lock out and peek and all that stuff, they're just going to maul you and engulf you because they got a big offensive line.
And that's just the thing. Bullock and Bayer especially are not huge linebackers, right? No. Thompson's a little sturdier. Shaver's probably more an athletic guy as well. I think there are really two ways for Nebraska to go at this, right? Either get really close, get up underneath and squirt through.
Yeah.
Or hang back, see your gap, boom, go get it, right? If you let Rutgers, like you said, get their hands on you, you're not strong enough to get off, right? So there's a very fine line between, you know, getting too close and not being close enough.
Yeah.
So if you can read their blocks, time them up, learn their cadence about how long it takes to get there, you can set the offensive lineman up, right? Thinking, yep, the linebacker's going to be here. Yeah. This is how Nebraska plays. Be off by half a count, either early and beat into the spot, or late, so he maybe stands up, and then you, boom, explode underneath.
Yeah, and you can do a little bit of both, Austin. And it's all about who's playing in front of you and who you're playing with and how much you know about the opponent's offense and your defense. Because ultimately, if you punch a hole in the offensive line and not get on an edge.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Edge. You want to play head up to a shade once you get into a block versus on an edge where you're ripping up field. That's great. It looked great. Oh, you penetrated. Well, the dude just ran the other way.
Right.
And now the center's up in the linebacker face. And you took yourself out of the play. And now I got the hardest job out there to do it. And it's a quick hitting play. Which you ideally, if I could create a defense to do it, or an idea defense. And I was just thinking about this, again, partly because when I talk about 3-4 defenses, there's three really good 3-4 defenses that I'm putting on the Jay Foreman YouTube channel. Pittsburgh, San Francisco with Vic Fangio, because they have my two favorite linebackers out there ever. Combination guys, besides me and Jamie Sherman, but then also New England's. And you need a New England Patriots type of approach to stop in the run game.
So is that Nash Hutmacher be Vince Wilfork?
Yeah, they favor each other. Yeah, Nash, you know what? I'm sure I could
play like him even if you're not.
Yeah,
in.
I could say Coach Rule could let him wear overalls like Vince.
And nothing else.
I don't know if the Nash would do that. But here's what made New England's run defense really, really good against really, really good running backs. They created what's called a wall. So they would get off they would get essentially a half a step or like a full step across the line of scrimmage and create a wall. If I had the A gap, I'm in the A gap. I own the A gap. I'm not getting pushed out the A gap. I'm going to own it. If the linebacker's coming down, hitting it, B gap. Then there was nowhere. The running back would just run into you.
Yeah.
And so therefore, the delayed or what we used to call it mush draw, right? That's what a defense is. It's called a mush draw because it's a mix between a draw or a delayed handoff, but it's the same running plays as if he's in the dot back or offset, right? Mm. That eliminates that. That slows it down, and he has nowhere to go because if you got a big dude here, you got Ty, you got whether it's Judy, you got Linhart, you got Butler, you got Sherman, you got Princewell, you got Bullock, you got Mackay, you got Javon Wright. It actually, there's nowhere to go.
And it's probably not blocked to where they're designed to cut back.
Right.
So you still have to be disciplined if you're in Nebraska, but if you're a running back, you don't have that, you know, designed way back out of it.
Right. So sometimes, you know, when you watch Washington play them, I watched the game twice and then I watched Virginia Tech. Washington was doing actually a decent job. They were doing a really good job getting off the ball, getting upfield, penetrating. Well, he was one cut down. Well, they're Washington's middle linebacker is Mark Bruner's son. Well, listed at 225. He's about 215. Well, the center's up on him or the guard's right up on him. He was trying to get off the block, but my man is already hitting downhill, so you're in trouble. So that's how they were able to establish the run game. But then Washington did something very a little sneaky adjustment. They started to reduce their front. So reduce their front for people out there. So say if you're just playing a zero technique, which is Nash would be head up on the center and say 2 5s. That means Ty Robinson and say Jamari would be head up on the tackles. You reduce it down to either both sides or one's in a three or outside shade of the guard or both of them are in three. So that means that both B gaps and then potentially if you run a stunt, the C gap play side and then we're all taken care of. So therefore, he has to run on the edges. And that's where Washington had their kind of hybrid players, and they were able to do some good stuff along with stuff on offense. So I think in order to really get control of this run game, number one, the advantage is us. We got to create the noise at home and the crowd effect or crowd noise that can affect their cadence by playing well. And then we're able to keep them. They're more of a – we're punching them and they're catching. Rutgers plays a lot differently at home because they're doing the punching. So we need to punch and we need to rally and hit this dude. He's going to make guys miss, but we can't just sit there and think, okay, well, you just got to make the tackle. It's we all got to make the tackle. We got to rally and hit into the football and we got to hit this dude.
I'll talk about the offense here because I know you're all in on, on the defense. For me, I think it comes down to Nebraska leaning into its identity of hit big plays early.
Right.
Salt away late, right? Yeah. I think if Banks and Nayer, whether it's drawing the pass interference penalties like they did against Purdue to move the ball or making a big play, whether that's an explosive from Ja'Cory Barney if Nebraska is behind the sticks on second down, whether that's, you know, Jalen Lloyd catching a real deep ball with room to run, whatever it is, Nebraska's, I think, got to hit an explosive play or two early, right? Soften Rutgers up a little bit, take those safeties one step back. I don't care if it's a tight end getting involved, whatever it is. I just think that's the formula for Nebraska offensively. I think that if you can score from a long ways out, right, if you get a 40 plus yard touchdown, great.
Right.
But even Jay, I mentioned this a couple times, I'd love your opinion too. I think Nebraska could benefit, especially in the red zone, if you get a big play, you get inside, or as you'd say, like the green zone, right? 30 and in, 20 and in, whatever it is, go tempo.
Yeah,
if you hit a big play, don't sub. Just go. Have that next play call dialed up, ready to go, because you trust your guys. Right. You're quick in Dylan's headset almost as soon as the receiver catches the ball. Hope he's paying attention to it, right? He should be hearing his ear.
Yeah.
And just get line up, run something quick. If it works, great. If it doesn't, okay, at least they have to be ready for it. And then you can slow it down.
Right.
Just see if you can get one over on him.
Yeah, I think that's what Washington did a little bit. But also, I look at it like I think we have an advantage in the middle of the field, too. So that could be Fedoni, it could be Bonner. I think Borkercher. And yes, Lindemeyer as well. And then also anybody else on crossing routes, obviously with the end cuts and stuff like that. I feel
Is Barney an over the middle guy or is he a straight edge guy?
He can get over the middle. And that's where I think that you can get explosive against Rutgers. Spread them out horizontally, kill them vertically inside the hashes, which then will open up the run game, whether it's the sweeps or inside outside zones and the things that Emmett Johnson was able to do. I just think the biggest thing is, no turnovers or one turnover and we're good, and stay on time and on schedule at or ahead of the chains. And I'm going to tell you one thing about Rutgers defense. They, you know, Powell, the big linebacker, he's like a defensive end, good, good athlete. You want to get him moving out in space. That's what Washington had, almost 600 yards in offense.
They
won every category.
18 points.
Yeah. And now what I will say is this. I think that maybe they should have came out a day early. They slept walk 2.5 quarters and then turned the ball over. Obviously missed a field goal to go into overtime.
Missed three field goals. Three for Washington. And Virginia Tech fumbled the ball three times, lost two of them, and threw a pick.
Right. So all you have to do is not shoot yourself in the foot, not punch yourself in the face. I like ourselves. I like our chances more than a puncher's chance. I like our. I like our to be able to dissect this team, and be able to diligently move the ball and score points. And so they've done a good job, and we're plus five, I think, in the turnover, you know, battle this year. And so as long as we do that, I think we'll be just fine. Now it won't be easy, right? It's an easy game plan, right? Because we broke it down. It's someone around there, right? But it's hard to do because Rutgers tries to do the simple things.
How big a loss is Terray for them? They lost him before the year, the linebacker.
Yeah, it is, because I think that him and Powell played off of each other so well. And that's the thing that was that, you know, I think that their defense hasn't adjusted to yet. He's an NFL type of player. They didn't have him last year. They had him all spring. They kind of curtailed their defense to those two, along with Aaron Lewis. Now one of the guys is gone. The replacement has done good, but it's not to the same level.
Not the same guy.
So, you know, I mean, look, that happens, and that's the next man up mentality. But I think depth-wise, like I mentioned before, we have a little bit of advantage. But I got a card here. We got Bill Green coming, waiting to come on. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, come back, bring Bill Green on for about 5 minutes, and then we'll put a bow on this old school edition out here at the complex. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.